Thank you so much for tuning in to
Pedro Camilo Podcast.
Once again, recording live from Istanbul. A bunch of travelers trying to look for answers in life. On this episode, bro, your boy Malefico cross path with a human being, a traveler, and also a percussionist from Yemen. His name is Majid. And on this episode, we talk about meditation. We talk about a peace of mind and letting the flow of the universe take control of our life instead of putting too much pressure on it and wanting to control everything. The art of stillness, being in the moment, and how to focus on being present and not worry too much about what's going to happen tomorrow. And let the universe take its course and believe your own voice, your intuition, ladies and gentlemen.
Do not worry too much about tomorrow. It's all in the now. Take care.
Hey, what's up? This is Hello Kopi Camilo Podcast. Today we have a special guest from overseas, all the way from Yemen.
Yeah.
How would you describe yourself, man?
I'm just a human.
You're Majid. The human.
The human. I'm from Yemen originally. Yeah, I've been traveling for the last like 5.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I've been through Africa, north side of Africa, and then started to get into Europe a little bit through Turkey. And before that, I was into Malaysia, Indonesia, and China.
You were there in Malaysia before?
Yeah, I did. I was there for like maybe 3 or 4 months.
Okay.
But in Kuala Lumpur only. I didn't go around actually.
Wow, what were you doing there, man?
I had to make this visa runs from Indonesia.
For three months?
Yeah, one of them I stayed like for 2 months or 2.5 months, one shot. But the others were like for 2 weeks, 3 weeks and coming back. So it's like the total is 3 months or 4 months. I think just for the love of, like, let's say discovery, just discover new places, meet a new culture, meet a new people, and opening your mind a little bit.
How do you maneuver through life, man?
Actually, you sort of your life. You don't maneuver through it. You just surrender to it, and then she will take you to the journey. She will take you through it, you know. But you don't, like, force it, or doesn't need to be like forcing things or something. No, it's just like the opposite. You just surrender to it, and then she lead you.
So as a youngster, we tend to want to control life. We want to make life happen the way we want to. Yeah. But I see it in your eyes that you know something that I don't.
Yeah.
You know,
and youngster always have this excitement, has this. They are passionate about doing stuff, and they start doing it like with a passionate way, like in a like they rush things around. They want to do this and that, and they do it for a while till they actually they're gonna learn a lot from this journey, from this rational reactions.
Okay.
Like when you go around and just like want to do this and want to do that, I want to control it and it'll be the best at it or something, or I want it to be looked like this, or I want it to be my way, you know. So this way you're controlling it sort of. So you're putting limits. Now you're putting limits to your journey. But as soon as you make the surrounding, like you be flexible with the surrounding, like Bruce Lee said, be water.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you say be water, my friend.
Yeah.
So it's like that. You don't like, it has percentage of control from your side. And there is this also other percentage of control from the life side. You know what I mean? So you just keep balance, I guess. You keep the balance. You don't like to try to control 100%. And not letting go 100%, maybe, you know?
Hmm.
Yeah, but it's actually hard to let go. For people, controlling is easier. You know what I mean?
But, I don't know, it's just a question of if you don't control your life, will you be swayed away by your surroundings.
Why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
Mm. How do you get there, though? How do you get that ease of peace of mind?
Actually, if you like, let's say, hassle around or stress everything, you're gonna get tired in some point, and then you'll realize that it doesn't need all of this hassle, because you try to accomplish and you try to control and all of these things, and then at the end you'll be reaching your goal. But then, how was the journey for you? Was it pleasant, or was it just like the main concern is the goal? So you've been losing the journey, most of it, just for the pursuit of the goal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then the most important thing is to enjoy this moment. Actually, this moment is joyful. Like, it's enough for you. But then, since we're thinking about the next moment or thinking about tomorrow, and we're going to do tomorrow, so we lost this one. And we keep doing this for the whole time. So you're losing today for tomorrow. And then you're losing tomorrow for after tomorrow, let's say, you know? So, and actually you're carrying something from yesterday with you, some kind of lesson or some kind of, let's say, something either pleasant or not pleasant happened, so you carry it with you. And that also can create a weight for you.
Okay, first of all, realizing that they want to be in a moment.
Yeah.
And then working towards that. How is it like, if you could pinpoint a method to apply in this day and age for, let's say, someone in their 20s or 30s who are going through the hassle and bustle of life, right?
Yes.
And yeah, what would you suggest? What would your advice be?
I think you're going to figure it out at some point without like hassling or trying to get there. Maybe not trying to get there is a good way. Like, you always, when you try to do something and you're forced to do something, maybe you're trying to create like sort of boundaries or limits. So when you, let's say, I want to do something after a year or after a month, and then I start planning this thing from now till after a month. It's a good thing. Planning is always good. Why not? But then sometimes with the plan, you lose some good cues, some good ideas. Maybe you're going to somewhere. Let's keep it simple. I want to go to the market now. So I want to go buy some stuff from the market. Now I have this goal of going to the market and buying some stuff. So I planned how much stuff I'm going to buy, or how much money I'm going to carry with me, and what is the path I'm taking to the market. And then you planned almost everything, right? So you took the plan, you took the track, and you started the journey and start walking toward the market with this goal in mind. This is the only goal at that moment in your mind, just to reach the market and buy these stuff. So from here to the market, it will take you, let's say, an hour walking. So this hour was wasted. It's lost for this pursuing of this goal, which is the stuff you want to buy from the market. Then you arrive to the market and you bought your stuff. You were really in a hurry, let's say. You're walking fast, you want to make the time to the market as soon as they open or something. And then you start buying your stuff and you accomplished your goal. Now your stuff is with you. So now you're heading back home. And you take another hour coming back home. And your goal is just to go back home and try the stuff you bought. So the journey itself doesn't count in this. So the 2 hours, all the 2 hours you spent from the house to the market and back is lost. The only one count, I don't know even if it counts or not, the market, the store itself. This is the only thing that counts. And actually, you're specific about what you're buying. You want to buy a red shirt. You want to buy, a jacket or something, a black jacket. You want to buy a red hat. you like you have this in your mind. So when you go to the store, you just go around and look for red hats. That's it. That's your main concern. So you're missing the other hats over there. You're missing them. Maybe there's another better choice for you than the red hat that you saw, let's say, in a movie, or you saw someone wearing it the other day, right? And you wanted the exact same one. Maybe there's other one like fits you even more, even better. But you missed it because you wanted exactly that thing, you know? So the whole 2 hours, if you calculate it, it will become like maybe 2 seconds while you're in the shelf choosing that hat and taking it back home. That's all. So another scenario is just like to go out of the house and then just chill. Just go bit by bit, look around you. Just talk to people in the way. Don't be in a rush. Yeah, don't do that. Like, just go, just take it as a chill journey more than it's a goal or going to buy these things, specific things from the market. So in this journey, you'll enjoy the trip much, much more than going in a rush just to buy these things and just to go back home and wear them. You know what I mean?
I understand, yeah.
Yeah.
So that means the journey is more important than a goal.
Of course, big time, big time. A lot of people spend years to the goal, missing these years in the, like, let's say I'm planning something, I'm planning to collect money, and then I'll be doing something. So I'm waiting till this moment. From here to, let's say I've put in a goal for after a year, and 1 year I'll be collecting, let's say, this amount of money. So that will allow me to go travel somewhere, right? So I'll be working my ass in this whole 1 year, like just working 8 hours every day and going back home tired. And then I go next day, the same thing, just to collect this money and then go to this journey, right? So if really you're not going to use that journey properly, you're also going to miss if you're not going to use that trip that you're planning for wisely or with an open mind, you're really going to miss it. So the whole year and the whole journey will be for you just photos, right? Just photos and memories or souvenirs you bought or something. And then you go back home and watch it to your family or your friends and see where I was. I was in this mountain, I was in this festival, or I was in this thing. And that's it for you. Like the whole trip was, okay, it might be a good trip at the end. Like, let's say you collected money and then you went into this trip. You went into Istanbul, let's say, for example. So, but going to that trip now, let's say, okay, I dedicated this 1 year to just pursue this goal and I wanted to reach to this, let's say, city or country or let's say a live state, for example. Like, I want to reach to this thing. So now do it. It's all right. It's good. Work, collect money and go. It's very good. But if you do it with a different conscience, you'll be more rich. It will be more rich for you. So if you just connected your joy in this trip that you're going to take after a year, if you just connected it with how much money you have going there, and then let's say if you have more money, you'll have more fun. And you, if you didn't manage to collect that much money when you arrive there, it will be not that fun. Like, it's not going to be the same fun as if you have double the money, for example. No, it's not like that. As soon as you take the breakthrough, let's say, as soon as you get out of your boundaries or your limit or your belief system or your mindset, as soon as you get out of it, now you're doing something. Now this is something new for you. This is a new experience for you. If you don't face this experience with an open mind, you'll be putting a lot of limits and boundaries. So you're not going to enjoy it that much, even if you have much money. So it's not about the money 100%. Let's say money can help, can book a flight for you, can book a place there for you, can buy you a ticket to go somewhere, a museum or somewhere. But then still, if you go to that museum without the right mindset or without an open mind, you'll be like missing most of it, you know? For me, if I go to a museum, for example, let's say I'm going to the Blue Mosque here. So the Blue Mosque is beautiful. For me, I'm into architect big time. I enjoy architect. I enjoy every bit of architect. So when I go there, I watch these things. I really enjoy it. And it's for me like I don't really need to buy anything other than seeing the Blue Mosque in actual and real in front of me. That's awesome. Like this experience, I really can't buy it with money. You know, like money doesn't count in this. The trip from here to the Blue Mosque, it cost me maybe 8 lira. Just 8 lira means $1 or $2. No, $1.50 maximum. So it's really, really not about how much did I collect. It was about I'm in this place now and I have the opportunity to go to this museum or this show and I have the opportunity to experience it. Do I experience it with limits or do I experience it with an open mind? You know? So, yeah.
Yeah, so do not set boundaries for yourself. Let life flow through you.
Yeah, of course, big time. A lot of people don't relate to this. Actually, it's not a pleasant thing. To let off the control, it's hard for some people, for most of the people, actually. So if I ask you, we're good?
Yeah, we're good.
So if I ask you to be in this moment for only 5 minutes,
Yeah. This
is the challenge now. I want you to be present for just 5 minutes. No thoughts, nothing distracting you, or bob-up thoughts, or any something distortion or something.
Yeah, like a distraction.
A distraction, yeah. I'm sorry. So just asking you to go through 5 minutes.
Mm.
I want you, why am I asking you to do this? Mm-hmm. To just notice what's going on in your mind. Just notice... what are the thoughts coming up? Why you're missing this point, moment? Why you're not like really, really 100% into it? Why always there's some distraction? So now you saw the distraction. You notice it. Now this is a development, actually. This is an improvement, sort of. Like as soon as you notice it, look, because most of the people, they don't notice it even. They don't see it, you know. But as soon as you notice it, that's it for you. This is the breakthrough. So... in that moment, when you see this bit coming up, like this idea coming up, and then it's consuming your mind. Okay, ask this idea to take a break. If it could take a break, that's good. If it couldn't, now this is an issue. You have to solve this idea. Why is it always bumping into your head? Why always bothering you? Why always this chattery happening in your head? So the point is just to have peace with all the thoughts in your head. Just to have peace with them. You don't have this conflict happening. No worries, no other things. To have it arranged, sort of. Like to have it in harmony or in peace.
Mm. Yeah. Do you remember at what age you had this breakthrough?
Yes, of course. One time, like I had this lifestyle of working and collecting money for a long time. So, and I was good at it, actually. We were in the market and we were good at it. So then I noticed that there's something more than this. It's not just this. It's not just like working and trying to collect as much money as I can. And then this is what... as like people notice it as a successful person who has the most of the money, right? So this is the only successful person you can give. Like this is the definition of being successful. Mm. It's not other than that. Maybe in an education level, let's say you're better, like you're a better doctor or you're a better engineer, right? So what kind of better? Are you better in like coming up with the new ideas, like being a pioneer in some sort of an idea? Let's say you're a musician. And what kind of better musician you are? If you're trying to pursue being better musician, what kind of better musician? Maybe you can relate to this since you're a musician. Maybe you can relate to it.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of better musician can you be? Better skills? Okay, let's go to the skills. skills come with the practice. So you do more practicing, you do better solos, you hold much faster chords, and you just go switch between them, and it will be fascinating. And people will look at you and say, oh my gosh, it's awesome. He's really good at guitar. And then the other thing you find, not very, very skilled musicians, but they're awesome in music. Like when you hear their songs, they're awesome. And you really enjoy the song more than the skill itself, right? It has this soul, the spirit in it, right? So using music as an example is good for this example, especially because music is about the soul more than the skill. You have a lot of good musicians with good skills, but still you have simple musicians, which is you can hear them for 2 hours, 3 hours, and they really chill and nice and have a good music, you know? So yeah, what kind of better you want to be? What is better you? What does it mean, better you? Like when you try to improve yourself, what is it that you're trying to improve? Knowledge, let's say education, I want to be a better engineer or a better doctor. Okay, read more. Go ahead, read more and do all these things. It's practical, it's all right. But you always need to keep a balance between the practical stuff, which is the work, the education, all of these things, and then the right moment, or the this moment, you know?
This moment, the art of being present.
Yeah, being present, yeah.
Does that correlate with meditation? Of course,
of
right?
Of course, big time, yeah.
Big time. And meditation, is there, if you could sum it up, is there a right way to do it?
It's as simple as it, you just observe yourself and then without judgment. No judgment. Like,
So you don't necessarily have to close your eyes and meditation?
Sort of, like when you start doing it, you'll be doing different type of techniques, and maybe you start doing guided meditation. It's the easiest. And I see a lot of people using the guided meditation more. Since it's easiest, like, just tell you what to do. Just take a breath, relax, do this and do that. Visualize a good thing in your head and just go imagine about it a little. And then that's good, actually. That's perfect. That's called visualization. Visualization help you with attracting things. It's perfect thing, visualization. And actually, if you give the mind a chance to imagine, it's a good practice too. It's nice practice. But then you still need to let go. You still need to practice letting go. Because letting go, most of the people don't relate to it. It's hard for them. It's not pleasant. When you ask them to let go, say no. Of course, unconsciously. Unconsciously, they say no. Because how can I let go? I can't let go. Like, I have to be in control of my thoughts and my actions and all of these things. You know, so yeah, it's about how they used to, I guess.
But that is you got it spot on, like with law of attraction.
Yeah, exactly.
And being in a moment.
Yeah.
But the fact is that we are surrounded by people around us, right? I mean, yes. I'm not talking about you or me, but our surroundings in general. Unless we want to live alone and consciously choose our friends who are in the same mindset with meditation, with peace of mind, we are highly surrounded by people who are all over the place.
Yeah.
So is that, how do you take care of yourself not being affected by the outside world?
Okay. You don't want to get affected. Okay. So you got like many things that can affect you through the surrounding. One of them already happened through your past experience.
Okay.
That already happened. Mm-hmm. Whatever education you had, whatever your parents told you to do this or not to do that. And then there is religious, if you're from a religious culture, also the religion tell you to do this, not to do that. So all of these things already did the boundaries, the limiting, all of it, like already been done. So for you to start noticing these things is a breakthrough by itself. So if I wanted to go from now and on and say, I'm not going to make any other ideas affecting me, I'm going to use my own, right? My original, my authentic ideas, my authentic self. I want to be my authentic self, right? Like, I don't want to be like copying someone else or making myself look this way or do this thing to just satisfy other people or to make them feel good about me. No, I don't need to do that. The most important is just to be yourself, 100%. So to go back and find yourself is also a breakthrough. So you need to find yourself, because now we really just mainly a programmed mind, sort of. So to get rid of this program in the mind and then back to your original self, to your authentic self, this is also like sort of a practice. Like sort of, and how meditation help with that? Because you always meditation give you the chance to go back to yourself, right? To mute everything around you and have this break for like, let's say 5-10 minutes or half an hour or an hour. Yep. Always allow you to have this space to yourself, right? Other than that, no, you'll be busy with any other thing, like let's say any other thing, like whatever activity you do throughout your day. So meditation give you this break of half an hour, 5-10 minutes, whatever it is. So you go back, you sit alone, and you watch what's going on with yourself, not with the world around you. So if I finished this bit, and I did the part of figuring out what kind of thoughts are consuming my mind, what kind of habits I'm controlling my life, or these things. And then I started to go out and meeting people. So people will affect you, sort of. To start creating a shield, it takes a practice too. For me, when I started, I'm an empath. So I detect people vibes easily. Like when I sleep with someone, like let's say, we're using the dorm these days. I'm trying to skip the dorm thing. You see me, like I'm not sleeping there all the time. So because I detect them, I detect their, like let's say someone is sick there and sleeping there. The next day you'll find me like a little bit like getting the same thing, right? So how to create a shield? This is the thing that I'm working on now. Like how to create a shield that I don't get affected by other people, right? So sort of it has a technique. It has a technique, but it's not that important to tell you exactly what the technique is, more than you figure out your own technique. So like, because every person has their own technique, has their own way of handling things. And it depends on what kind of things you do throughout your day. Let's say you're a manager, you're a company manager. Oh my gosh, you're gonna deal with a lot of employees, and a lot of employees not gonna do the things that you want it to be done the right way and these things. So that's more hassle than if you have your own store, let's say, or you're working on your own music or whatever it is. It's your own stuff. So you're not gonna be around people a lot. It depends on what kind of lifestyle you're going through, you know? Yeah. So the adaptation, the tuning actually happen from you, from your authentic self, from your original self, not the programmed one or the distorted or the spoiled one. No, you use the authentic one. So the trip is to go back to that self, to that real thing. And then from there, actually, this thing will help you out also. It'll create a perception for you. It creates something called intuition. A lot of people forget about this intuition. Like a lot of people forget about it. Like, how can I go around throughout my day without my intuition? I can't, like, I really can't. Like, without sensing if there is good or this bad, you know? I can't go, like, just to trust people, whatever they're saying and believe them, that doesn't work, actually. When you go back to your authentic self, your intuition, you'll find your intuition. And then you'll carry your intuition with you. So this will be like sort of a light for you in the journey, you know? So you sort of like you can. So do I need to tap into people, let's say? I don't want people to affect me. Do I really need to tap into them? Like, do I really need to
engage?
Exactly. Do I really need to do that? No, I don't. Not that much, actually. Like, I can be compassionate with someone. I can show compassion for someone who needs it. Like, let's say some sick person, for example, who is lying in the bed and say, like, he can't wake up or she can't wake up, get up. And then I say, okay, do you need breakfast? Do you want me to give breakfast for you in the bed? Do you need the juice? I can make you orange juice, lemon juice, whatever it is. I can do all of these things without engaging still. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, but engaging means I go sit with them, hold their hands and talk with them and get them the energy from them. This is personally for me is so hard to do. Like if I do it, let's say I'm engaging with someone I really care about. That can drain me out. Like for an hour, let's say, and I sit with them and I hear all the story, what's bothering them, what's going on, how can I help you, how can I do this? That really drained me out. So you really need to be wise about it to accomplish the whatever you want to do. Like, let's say you want to make them feel more comfort or make them feel more better, get better or make more energy. Like they're laying in the bed for the whole day, either out of depression or out of flu or whatever it is. Just do it without so much engagement, you know, just like. So, okay, this is one thing. The other, I'm talking this thing, personal thing for me. It's the funny thing that I started with it because it always creates a hard time for me.
Yeah.
But like, let's say at the work, you go in, to the office and then you meet all of your friends at the office. Mm. How can I not engage? Or like, let's say, make them affect me or their idea or their principles affect me. How can I do that? It's a game, sort of a game. Maybe you can be diplomatic a little bit. Maybe you just can, like, let's say, hypocrite, for example, mm-hmm. being a hypocrite. Yeah. And the hypocrite has this right meaning or a wrong meaning about it, like a hypocrisy, right? So I think everybody's a hypocrite.
Yeah, in some ways.
And in some way. Like yeah. Everybody trying to satisfy the culture or satisfy the parents or satisfy whatever other people are, mm-hmm. right? So if I don't want to be a hypocrite, I'll be honest with you 100%. Are everybody going to be open to that? No. A lot of people will be offended by being honest.
Yeah.
Right? So, and the other thing, who am I to be honest? Like tell you what to do or not to do. Who am I to do that thing? Mm-hmm. I don't have the right to do it, right? So for you to engage to others, it's actually what kind of engagement you're doing. You know, like what kind of engagement you're doing. Like if you're helping someone, okay, help them out and that's it. And then if you're in the office, just do your tasks and that's it. Without being so like rigid. No, you can laugh, you can have fun, you can be like a really good spirit around them. It's all right, like you can do that. It's actually, as I told you, it's more of a game than it's like I can't tell you what to do or not to do, you know? Just be flexible. Mm. Just be water, my friend.
Yeah, that's a good one, man.
Yeah.
Do you think if like someone is going through certain things, right, they're cluttered, right?
Yeah. And
to declutter is step number one before finding yourself, before visualizing, before imagining good vibrations.
Yeah.
Is there a process? Is there like, this is step one, this is step two, this is step three?
Oh, okay. So look, I attended many sessions, like let's say I attended an Indian way to do meditation. And then I attended the Zen way to do it by Japanese master. And then that was in Indonesia actually.
Mm.
And then like as the Sufi people, also the Sufi people has their own way. And there is this Gnostic way. And there is this Hebrew way also. Like there are different ways of how to do it, practices, right? And then what I do usually, I go through all of them and then I see what is shared between them. What is the thing that always come up? And then I go with that thing, the most shared thing between them, right? And then actually you don't need someone to tell you what to do or to give you a guidelines. Actually it's in you already. You just try to remember it, that's all. We forgot it, sort of. Mm. Like, all the guidelines, everything you need, all the informations you need, it's in you already. But you just need to remember it. Now it's already covered a little bit. Covered by the programming happened, you know? But
and fear?
Yeah, like either also fear or let's say, whatever kind of temper it is, like, yeah, all of these things can create a veil. They call it the veils.
The
right?
Veil, like yeah, you're blocked.
Yeah, you're blocked, okay. Yeah. You don't see it. But mm-hmm. as soon as you get enlightened, let's say this enlightenment thing, what does it mean? It means the veils are off. That's all. But it's already there. Like, what you notice is that everything is already there, but then you just have the chance now to see it. That's all, you know?
Yeah. Wow. So that means do you remember, because I asked you earlier, like, do you remember that moment? When was that? What specific, was it a decision? Yeah. Was it a conscious? Was it a trip to somewhere, to visit somewhere?
There's no such a point.
No, you have to go out.
Of course. Yeah, it comes in a gradient, like it's a go fade in or fade out. Like it goes bit by bit. It doesn't go.
Probably the last 10 years.
Maybe, most probably. Like for me, I took a decision to go somewhere else from what I used to live in. So I sold everything I had. I tried to make as much money as I could, and then I started traveling. As soon as I took that decision, it was like so exciting. But in the other hand, it's so hard because it's a new territory now. The whole thing is a new territory, new language, new culture. Like the adaptation you need to get into the whole thing. Like you're not used to it. You've been in your comfort zone for the whole time, and suddenly everything around you different and changed. This is how I did it, actually. I decided to go to totally a different new place. And then it got from there, bit by bit. Like I started to move on to another place, meeting another people, knowing new things, and then going through new experiences also. So this is also expand your mind sort of, like a little bit too, yeah. Like a bit by bit it comes, and as much as you keep an open mind, as much as you read it, as much as you close your mind and you be governed by your boundaries, you know, you're gonna miss it for a while. It will be there for the whole time, but you're missing it. As soon as you get cleared out, these things cleared out, you start seeing it. And you notice that it's been there for the whole time, you know?
What's been there the whole time? The peace of mind?
Yeah, maybe if you want to call it the clarity, the peace of mind, the whatever it is. Like, you know, they call it the aha moment, right? So now we're going through a retrograde. It's a stars thing. So Mercury, it's about Mercury. Mercury is acting like the moon.
Okay.
So in this time, we are has the peak of it. Now, today, it's the peak of it. So what does it mean? It pulled your personality, it pulled it out, right? So your personality will be out now. You know, the whatever, let's say, you have in your mind, now it's out. Like, people now, they are their selves 100%. Not their authentic self, no. They are their selves for this moment, for now, right? To get to your authentic self, you need to dig down. You need to do that. You need to do the practice first. You need to clear out all these ideas, all these beliefs and programming and all of these things to get you to that point, you know? So am I going to relate to people? No, not necessary. You asked if you're alone or is it a lonely journey? You're going to meet some people who you can tap into, you can like relate into. You're really going to meet those people, and it will be different. Like the old type of things are not going to be familiar to you anymore. So this is going to be like this, this is the old things, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like, is there a point, certain point? No. Let's say, for example, I've been hearing this phrase that you're not your thoughts. So, right? You're not your thoughts. And then I've been hearing it just like randomly. One day I read it on a post on Instagram, and I read it with a background picture also, nice one. So I was like reading it, and then that's mainly like what you're asking about, these points that make a switch in your life, right? That was one of them. Suddenly recognize what does it mean. Suddenly recognize what does that phrase mean. And then, okay, I had this aha moment, you know? I said, oh, okay. That changed everything for me. Like now, if I get, like, let's say, frustrated, or if I get depressed, for example, it's not me who got depressed. It's the conditioning and programming is getting depressed. It's not the real me. The real me never get depressed, never get worried, you know. It will never happen to them, because you're the soul or the spirit, it's strong, it's wealthy, sort of. It's rich, you know. It has everything it needs. But then the worries and the fear and all of these things come up from the conditioning, merely.
The mind.
Know, with the mind, yeah. The mind just playing these games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, have you seen any magic happen in your life with law of attraction?
Of course, you always see these things. Yeah, of course.
Like the things that you think about becoming reality?
Of course, yeah, it does. Synchronicity also. Synchronicity also is a sign of these things. It's a good clue for it.
Synchronicity, what do you mean by that?
Like when you, let's say, for example, you bump into something you wanted to buy, for example, or someone you wanted to see, or you're going out, you wanted to do something, let's say you're going out to jam, and suddenly you meet your friends who also jam with you, like, but then by coincidence you meet them. So this is synchronicity. So it's like being synchronized for you to meet you and them. So it's synchronized for you to meet. So then you meet and you flow from there. You don't control. When I go out with my friend to play some music, I don't control. I just play my beat. That's all I do. And then they play their tunes. And that's all. We do it this way. As soon as you start controlling it, it become maybe a record or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's say you started to compose music and you started to write it. It's all right. It's good. But it's for the sake of the jam itself, just that being organic, you're going to just flow with it, you know? You don't control it. Even when you start controlling things, people around you will not be comfortable with you because you're controlling their moves. Like, let's say, music, no, play this or do this move, or, you know, it's not a pleasant thing.
Yeah.
It's better to just let it be, just let it go and flow. You resonate to it, you go with it. You don't, you go away. You don't need to stick around or something, you know. You really don't need to.
I notice you're aware of not putting your ideas into other people, right? Like, you, when I asked certain question, you said you don't want to influence me with that, with your ideas. It's your own journey, right? Sort of. But with what are your thoughts and opinions in finding the right person for you? Do you, is it the same theory of just letting the universe flow, or do you have to do you choose your right partner, or do you think this life is actually a lonely journey that you have to figure out yourself and then the right person will come?
Some people say yes. Some people say you burn alone and you die alone. Some people say this, right? It's a sad idea. Like, it's sort of like when you talk about it, you say, oh, it's sad, you know? And then some people say, no, this is reality. It's not either sad or reality or anything. It's not that. Actually, in that moment, when you've been, like, let's say, you in that moment of, let's say, dying, it will be that moment. And if you're present through that moment and you have peace with it, you'll die peacefully. You know, even with dying, let's say, if you wanted to, like, let's say, exaggerate it, just bring out the most thing that people fear of dying, like, everybody fear of dying. And then you notice, when you're, like, for God bad, like, it's after a long time, let's say, you've been present through dying, it's funny. And then you just accepted it.
Mm-hmm.
You see it in some movies. Mm. You go, like, people are really, really peaceful while, like, dying. Just like, okay, I'm ready now. They say, okay, I'm ready now. I can't go now.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So, like, they're accepting it. It's all right. So, you've been feeling about dying for your whole life. And then at that moment, you say, okay, it wasn't that bad, actually. It was all right.
So there's nothing to worry about, in a way.
It's the worry about it. It's just like before, you're just thinking about it, worry about it. And then at the end, you say, it's all right, dude. Yeah, it's okay. It's not a big deal.
So when it comes, it comes.
Yeah.
Life partner, as in like soulmate or twin flame or that sort of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. The funny thing, I read something today and was asking to manifest your mate.
Oh, manifest.
Yeah. It was funny. I had this. Like, it was funny. It was like also a mind opener for me. Like, I was like, oh, cool. I can do that. Say, and the phrase was exactly saying who match you intellectually and what is it? Other things, also other qualities. So you manifest the quality exactly. So let's say you wanted a person who looks this way and acts this way. Let's say funny or an artist or whatever it is, or like have a good imagination or whatever it is. So you just put these standards in your head and you say, okay, I'm going to meet them soon, those people, this person. I'm going to meet them soon. Yeah, okay. And I have this perception. Let's say... This is a trick also. This is another trick. Like it uses the same of law attraction game, you know? So you use the same technique. You manifest things through thinking about it, visualizing it all the time, but you have the sensation in you the whole time. So you have the sensation of meeting someone special in you all the time. You say, like, let's say you already knew that you're going to meet your soulmate today. You already knew it, but you don't know who is it. But someone told you, look, you're going to meet your soulmate today.
Okay.
What kind of emotion you have that moment? What kind of like feeling you're going to have that
probably
moment?
Probably endorphins, like happy.
So excited.
Yeah.
So excited, you know? So mm-hmm. I want you to keep doing that every day. Eventually, you're going to meet them. Yeah. And actually, sooner than later.
Yeah.
Very, very soon, you're going to meet them if you keep doing it. Let's say people are asking to be happy. They say, I want to be happy. How can I make it be happy? Just be happy. What does it mean for you to be happy, for example? Like, what does it mean for you to be happy? To be in this situation, to have this thing, to be having... No, these are all lies, all illusions. It's not that. Being happy is a state, only a state. You can be happy right now just by thinking that you're happy and visualizing it and just keeping it in your mind, keeping that happy feeling in your mind. Now you're happy already. You really don't need to wait for something to make you happy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And also happiness comes with gratitude, right?
With what?
Gratitude. Sorry. Being grateful.
There you go. So also if you keep gratitude all the time, you'll be much happier.
Uh-huh.
Can you do that? Can anybody do it? Can everyone do it?
I think, yeah, definitely.
Sort of. Like now people started to act gratitude more.
Oh, it's not really feeling it.
Not really feeling it, no. Just acting it. Like
acting.
Yeah, let's say I ate this food and it's nice, and then another phrase I'll be saying, oh, okay. Like in our religion, we say, thank you, God, right? And we say, thank you, God. Like, did you feel it really? Did you feel that? You really enjoyed the food while you were eating it, for example? Now, when I see the dish in front of me, I start, okay, oh my gosh, this is a nice food. I'm really, really excited about this food. You really feel it, like you feel excited.
Mm-hmm.
And then started eating it and savoring every bite you have. Like, you savor it, that's, yeah. Just enjoying it very much. Now that's happy, I guess. You know, you don't need to like,
Like
you don't need to have like this special thing to make you happy. No, it's just the mindset, I guess.
Just a mindset.
Yeah.
Mm. That's brilliant, man. Like, do you know, like, speaking of intuition, man, that is what I felt with you.
Yeah.
This is not me trying to butter up anything, but the moment that I met you and I'm like, shit, he's the one that I need to get him on. And then the moment that you disappeared, and as in like after the volunteer, and I'm like, fuck, can I see him again?
Oh, can we say fuck here?
Okay, yeah, fuck. Yeah. And then
know.
And then I'm like, oh man, and then thank God you showed up, and then I realized you're not coming tomorrow, and I know like life is short.
Of course.
In a way, as in like, especially as a traveler, Not as in like you will be taken away the next day, but your journey might change the next day.
Of course.
You never know.
Of course.
Yeah. So that's why I saved the moment, and I really wanted to know what's going on in your mind, because you are at peace, man. You are really at peace. Like when I ask you questions, you answer it, and in a way that I felt like you were there for a reason. You know, like probably this journey of Istanbul has a long winded road ahead for me, but this moment happened for this. Maybe the next one, maybe the next person. But right now, talking about being at the moment, this is the moment. And I really appreciate like the idea of meditation. And I was, because I asked you yesterday, like, what are you up to today? I'm gonna meditate. I'm like, whoa, that's That's why, you know, because I feel it, feel the intuition when the first moment I met you. And then, okay, to be honest, I heard the name Majid before I met you. As in, like, I was asking about the volunteering stuff, and I said, you and Majid. So, okay, I didn't know this name.
Oh, yes.
So, and then this one moment I asked, you were smoking outside, and I asked you about, is there any toilet anywhere?
Yeah.
And then I had a feeling that you're Majid.
Yeah.
You know, just a hunch.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
then, yeah, why not? Why not?
Yeah, I didn't say anything, and then later on I met you again, and okay.
Yeah, of course.
And then, yeah, so I guess that is the reason why we are meeting right now. And,
yeah, of course.
And okay, this is where I give you a break and like let you have the freedom and intuition or whatsoever to actually flip the script and let you ask me any question.
Yeah.
At all, anything that come across your mind.
Yeah, of course. I wanted to ask you actually before asking me to ask you a question.
Oh.
Because you've been asking the whole interview, so I wanted to ask back.
That's it. This is the section. Right? You can go free. You want to ask as many as you want, or maybe two or three? Up to you.
Yeah. Okay. So let's say if I wanted to ask you, what is your goal?
Goal?
Yeah. What is your goal? What is your goal of coming here? What is your why did you come here, for
Istanbul?
Example, yeah, Istanbul.
Journey here has been wonderful, man. Istanbul have been sub rogue morning. so good. okay, my journey so far has, I mean, I'm astonished by Istanbul, man. It's like different. I didn't expect this. I came here with an open mind. I'm excited to have a different experience in comparison with Schengen, like as in Switzerland, Germany, France, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then, it's been great so far.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah.
It's looking more attractive than I imagined.
Yeah, it is nice. Like, if you say Istanbul is attractive, you just like giving it one word for the whole thing. But like, if you go around, you'll figure that every bit and Istanbul is different than the other. Every person in Istanbul is better, different than the other, you know?
Uh-huh.
So yeah, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. That's cool. So what is the dream?
The dream for this movement, or the dream for my soul?
For myself, yourself.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys have, since we have listeners here, right? I don't know if you guys have went through a soul searching period of time, where you feel like it means more, but you don't know where to seek.
Oh, you're seeking, you mean?
I'm seeking, yeah.
But you don't have this specific one, like let's say. Main one, like you wanted to create, let's say, peace in the world, for example. You wanted to be like, making good music, for example, or making really unique music, or making unique art, or building something special, or
in that worldly sense.
Yeah.
I want to build a brand for myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, as a person.
Okay.
It starts with videos, music, and as a person, not just as a brand.
Yes.
Not a person as in someone you know.
Yes.
But a brand that exists.
Movement.
A movement. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Cool. That's a worldly goal. Yeah.
That's cool.
But then to bring that back to knowing something and then like going to the shop and trying to buy something, you told me.
Yeah.
So that is probably what I want. I want that red cap. Right?
Yeah.
You know, at the shop.
Yeah.
So with this idea, with this conversation, I'll probably have a lot to think about, you know, like maybe I should be open and because I'm listening, man. This is not just any interview. I was really listening and absorbing.
Yeah. That's cool. It's really nice. How do you gonna contribute to the community through this brand?
Through his brand.
Yeah, through your brand.
I will wanna instill confidence in people and clarity.
Cool.
In decision making.
Cool.
Because like to begin with, everyone is cluttered, like we said before, talked about before.
Nice,
but
clutter. I love this clutter for cool.
And then there's also certain people who have got over the clutterness and want to improve. and not having the information that they need.
Yeah.
You can talk to a guru. You can talk to can find Google, whatever. But it's not altered, tailored specifically for you.
That's totally true.
You know?
Yeah. That's true.
So I mean, I have the vision, but if it's meant to be, then it will be aligned. You live in law of attraction, man. I know you are years ahead of me, but I feel like. Hope to get to your level at some point.
Like it's not a level at all. Like it's this is exactly what I told you, that it's already in you. It's already the habit. You already have this law of attraction happening. You just get rid of the clutter, as you say. That's all.
Just
that's
clear
all.
It.
Yeah, that's all you need to do. We already have it, like everybody do, you know?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's just clutter.
The last part of this section of the podcast, I would say, what would your advice be for the people, for the souls out there who are still searching for the meaning of life?
Take a break, go back to yourself, and have peace. Like, just try to do so. If you can't, ask yourself why. Why is the reason I have this, like, chattery or, let's say, worry or whatever it is? What is the reason? So you always go back to yourself in a peace and in a good mindset. And then you resolve these things. Like you just go by one by one. It's like sort of resolving your child with love, of course, and compassion. Not with conflict and with like stress. No, you go back to yourself with love and compassion and listen into it and say, what's bothering you? What's going on? What's wrong? Let's solve this thing. We're going to be okay. We're going to be better. And these things, like sort of like this. You start doing it maybe through meditation, bit by bit, and then you'll get it immediately. Like you'll get it as soon as you start doing it. And then there's no one better than the other. There is no such thing as a guru or someone expert we go back to and ask them to lead us. There's no such a thing. Always you are the guru of yourself, or you're the whatever thing you want to go ask about. Like, you are the one who got it all. You don't need anybody else, you know? So, just the most important thing, don't make your mind play games on you. Don't believe it. Even if there's something it's telling you, don't believe it. Just chill and relax and it's going to be okay. But don't believe this worries or fears or almost like this. But just do meditation also. Meditation help a lot. You can find it on YouTube, actually. Like, you just go YouTube, search meditation. You find a lot of techniques over there. And just use them one by one. And whatever one of them tap into you, that's good. There's the other thing, which is self-alchemy. The self-alchemy is good too. So you go search for that. And psychology also, sort of. You can search a little bit about psychology. And these things, like, that's it for you. Like, you'll be good to go.
Awesome, man. Yeah. Thank you so much for spending your time.
You're welcome. Thank you, man.
Appreciate
thanks a lot.
It.
I appreciate
thank you.
It. My pleasure.
Hello, Kopi Kamilo Podcast. Kamilo Fico, so much.